You can handle the truth. Welcome aboard, folks, and thank you very much for listening to Your Voice Counts. We have a very, very important guest tonight, a person I respect, trust his judgment, and trust his integrity and his wisdom. My guest is Barton Van Es. Now, listen, Bart, I have to do some Liberty business. And I always do this, so please just hang on. Don't get discouraged. I'll get you on, but I have to do this, as you know, through every show that I do. So thank you for being with us, Bart, and just hang in there, and we'll get you on. And I'm hoping Sheldon Langford calls in, too. I'm sure he will. Dear friends, thanks for taking your time to tune in to your Voice Counts. I guess, in my heart, what I'm really trying to say is thank you for tuning in to my beloved Shipmate show. It's not my show, it's their show, and it's their voice. It's their voice who counts on this great radio station, Republic Broadcasting Network. The USS Liberty men were slaughtered in cold blood by the State of Israel, June 8, 1967, at approximately 2 o'clock in the afternoon. A terrible thing to say, but it happened by our allies. It's you're supposed to forgive and forget. You're supposed to love your neighbor and try to go on. But how do you forgive and forget in a situation like this, when my shipmates were murdered in cold blood? They will not be forgotten, and I don't think they will ever forgive, as I will never forgive the State of Israel for murdering my shipmates aboard the USS Liberty in a callous act of treason and murder on the high seas. I think all like-minded Americans that want the truth out of their government and want to protect their sons and daughters from being murdered for no reason by anybody. I don't care who it is, if it's Israel or anybody. We're getting soldiers killed, shot in the back of the head by the people we're training them. We're training the Afghanistan, and they're murdering our sons and daughters. The very people that are teaching them how to take care of themselves. Disgraceful, dishonest. A war we shouldn't be in right now, fighting for all for the sake of Israel. It just becomes so overwhelming sometimes when you think about what happened to the USS Liberty and what is going on today. If the USS Liberty story would have been told the truth many, many years ago, 45 plus years ago, we wouldn't. I guess we're going into a break. I didn't hear it. Hang on, folks. We'll be right back. Too late. Oh.
collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TheraVim.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
They said that Israeli forces. Here we go into the. Hello, folks. I broke in a little early because this show is so important. I apologize, Kat, for not getting your songs on completely, but I have a lot to do here and I want to get it done. And it's my duty and honor as a survivor and combat wounded veteran, of America to seek the truth, the God's honest truth, folks. We're not out here to tell no lies and about what, war crimes, were committed about, by the government of Israel. And covered up by the United States of America. Yeah, that's right, folks. Covered up for the last 45 years plus since June the 8th, 1967. Folks, it has been, and I must say, a very troublesome burden for me to try to do this. All these weeks, I wrote a book, done other things, and got a library going, and then doing this show is absolutely a great honor. But it's just not for the USS Liberty. It's for all Americans. It's for all Americans to know the truth, what they're in for. I mean, they're being hoodwinked, and they've been lied to. They've been cheated to, and their money has been taken and not well spent. Oh, well, that's a misnomer. Not well spent, just flat out. Used as they, however they want to use it, give it away or whatever. That's why I do what I do, and I'll do it until my very last breath or they take me out. My great appreciation to many people, and especially Kat Faber and her husband, her soulmate, Rick, that, you know, they take care of my show and they produce it. They get me great guests as we have on tonight. We have, you know, Bart on now and Sheldon's on. So I'm going to try to get through as fast as I can, but I must do my Liberty stuff and then we'll get you guys on. So don't get mad at me. We'll get you on because these are two very, very smart men, professionals. And I might not only add the USS Liberty, but 911. So the Liberty cause is here to stay, and that's what we're you know, trying to do and get it done and as fast as we can before this country goes any further than it has. And Kat, thank you so much for your beautiful, beautiful voice and what you contribute to the USS Liberty Veterans Association. Let me take that back. What you contribute to RBN and your voice counts. That's where all my appreciation goes to. Your beautiful songs can be heard on Songs at the USS Liberty. Please go to them, folks, and listen to them. They're just heartfelt and just a beautiful, beautiful rendition of a person that has a heart of gold, a person that was brought up by very valuable and interesting, great people. She's very lucky to have her two parents, Helen and Harley, alive to assist her, and they're very, very into the USS Liberty veterans. And thank you very much in this show. And I mean USS Liberty veterans, and I mean that respectfully, but what I'm trying to say that sometimes we don't get agree eye to eye with USS Liberty veterans and what I do on my show. But that's okay. We can agree to disagree. That happens in life, and I have no problem with that. Also, I want to thank a good friend and a survivor of mine, Ron Kukul. He was a petty officer in charge of body recovery and identification, and I've said this many, many times. I wouldn't want to have been in Ron's shoes being the petty officer in charge of what he did then, but I was there. I know what the deal was and the horror he had to go through, and he still relives to this day. And believe me, folks, when that torpedo hit, they blew our valuable, valuable shipmates to bits. They blew them to bits. And it's something that nobody should ever, ever, ever have to go through. It's just something that, you know, you just don't forget, and you don't want to forget. The reason I don't want to forget it is because of my shipmates in America and what it means to me and what it means to our future. And, folks, we just saw a debate a couple days ago, and you can take it for what it's worth, but and then you also saw what Netanyahu did in front of the UN. That was, my God, that was almost like a comical show. But it wasn't comical because it could mean the end of the earth as we know it if a nuclear war happens, and it very well could happen if Israel sticks its dirty little fingers in it. You know, my good friends and fellow shipmates that listen to this show, and especially John Gadusko, former intelligence officer aboard the USS Liberty, a lieutenant, very high rank, very respected man aboard that ship, and a very respected man that I love dearly. And, you know, if you're going to go to a website, you go to his website, tinyurl.com/USS Liberty. tinyurl.com/USS Liberty. Don't go to any other site, believe me. Don't go to any other site but this one. If you go to Jim Ennis's site, he was a former officer aboard the ship, but he's got his own views about RBN and American Free Press and other networks that get out here and try the truth. He calls them Nazis and Jew haters and this and that. It's just disgusting. I mean, he's not Jesus Christ. How can he judge anybody? How can he judge me? In fact, he was flat on his back the first second the ship got hit. And if it wasn't for people like me and others, he might not have made it. So for Jim Ennis to judge RBN American Free Press or any other station or newspaper that gets out there and tries to get the real truth out, not like the mainstream media, Shame on you, Jim Ennis. Shame, shame, shame on you, because you're not doing anybody any good, I'll tell you that. Stay away from his sight. Folks, I got just a little bit more to go through here, and then we'll get our very valuable and truthful and honest guest on here. I want to thank RBN, especially John Statmiller. You know, he gave me a chance, with the Liberty Hour, and then we quit that, and then he gave me another chance with Your Voice Counts. And believe me, Your Voice Counts, dead shipmates. I'm here for you. Your voice counts. My dead shipmates, your voice counts, and that's why I do this show. And John Statmiller's a stand-up guy for doing this. He's doing this for America. He's doing it for the USS Liberty. He's doing it for the truth. He's doing it to keep us out of war. And the truth will prevail. You know, so thank you, God. God bless you, John, and the people that work for you. And we got Sam on tonight. Thank you, Sam, for doing a good job for us. And everybody else has worked on this great show, RBN, especially Your Voice Counts. I appreciate it very, very much. And folks, we have a pledge drive going on republicbroadcasting.org. Go there, republicbroadcasting.org, and donate a few bucks if you got it. They would certainly appreciate it. And it's a very nice cause. It'll keep this radio show as high quality as it is. It couldn't get any more high quality either than it is. So what I want to do is get on with our guest here. And Bartond Vaness and Sheldon Leonard. And these are two very, very distinguished Americans. And I do want to read something before we get to our guests. And it's very important, and it's going to just take a second, but it'll give you a little bit of a background on Barton, and then I do not have a background on Sheldon, but I know about him, and we will get into that. This is from Barton, a lifetime AFP Readership Council member. Bart Vaness is an American patriot who still believes everyday citizens can make a difference. He also feels that all of us, as individuals, should stand up for what we believe is right, especially if an egregious crime has been committed against our fellow countrymen. God bless you for that statement. During a March 22nd interview with AFP, Vaness told this writer, "As long as I can physically do it, I'm going to keep fighting for America." As a 52-year-old Golden Life member of the U.S. Naval Institute, USNI, Vaness has recently taken a courageous stance to expose the truth about what happened on June 8, 1967. Of course, we know that's the murderous attack on the USS Liberty. When Israeli jet fighters and torpedo boats assaulted the USS Liberty for nearly 2 hours, killing 34 and injuring 172, his efforts reveal that even when confronted with seemingly insurmountable odds, nothing can defeat persistence. And he is a very persistent man, believe me. Vaness described how over the years he had read possibly every book and watched every documentary produced on the Liberty attack. But after the Naval Institute published an article by Arch Disinformation A.J. Crystal in 205, Bart wrote a letter to the editor asking UNSI to consider covering Tito Howard's film Attack on the Liberty, which would be Loss of Liberty. He never heard back from them. Fast forward to 2011, where Vaness picks up the story. After I read Liberty's story, Phil Turney took Turney's book, What I Saw That Day, sent the book review on July the 13th to a proceeding, which is UNSI's official magazine, said Vaness. Folks, we're going to go to a break, and then I'm going to get back to this. We've just got a few more seconds. Support your sponsors. I'm sorry for such a long, long delay, but we'll get to our guests in just a minute. We got a two-hour show. God bless you. Stay aboard.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones' throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter-acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed, all just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141, 785-672-3141, or go online to coloradoriverlots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Important show today, and I wanted to continue on. And Kat, apologize, my dear lady, for cutting you off, because I love listening to your songs. And folks, you can go to Songs USS Liberty and listen to Kat. And I apologize for cutting you off, Kat, but that's just the way it is today. I apologize. But anyway, Liberty Survivor Attorney's book. Now, this is from Barton Vaness. What I sent a book review on July the 13th to Proceedings, which is UNSI's official magazine, said Vaness. Due to some purported miscommunication, Vaness resent the review in September 2011, whereupon he spoke with Admiral Peter Daley, who is USNI's CEO and member of its board of directors. At first, prospects seemed positive, Vaness recalled. Daley told me, "Let's answer John Adams' call. Liberty cannot be preserved without gentleness among the people." Sounds to me what he said, but we'll see what happens in the rest of this letter. Let us dare to read, think, speak, and write encouraged. Now, Barton was encouraged on January 11th. Vaness wrote a letter to Daley in regard to the Turney book review. I feel very strongly that this should be published so people will not be made aware of what happened to USS Liberty, but in memory of the 34 crew members killed, and Bob was very kind to say killed, they were slaughtered, murdered in cold blood. That's Bart. I know you said killed, but and 170 wounded that day. Vanessa, 2 weeks later, on January the 24th, editor Les Dot responded informing Vanessa that UNSA had chosen not to use the review. Taking time to cool off and approach this matter with a level head, on February the 14th, Vanessa sent a letter to Daly informing him that he was giving up his 52-year-old life membership. Now, this is a, just something, you know, after 52 years, he's taken this to heart. It's something he's wanted to do, and he gave it up. So here it is. The reason I resigned is I lost respect for the Lavin Institute. They don't have guts. They don't have guts, just like our Congress does. Their cover-up is a slap in the face of every Liberty crew member, and I might add to every American in the United States of this country, and every God-loving person that wants peace. When learning the UNSI decision, Arthur Turney told Vanessa, they are not only insulted the Liberty, they insulted you too, which they did. And I'll never forgive him for that. Still upset about the Naval Institute betraying their Vanessa, with conviction, what they're saying to me in so many words is to help you. This stance reflects the arrogance, intellect, dishonesty, lack of integrity, and hypocrisy of this organization. What? Look at the facts. Refusing to surrender, Vanessa is now taking his campaign to the media. Specifically, American Free Press, a great newspaper out of Washington, D.C. I'd like every reader to contact CEO Peter Daly at the UNSI address below to express their displeasure over the decision not to fund the review of Phil Turney's book, said Vanessa. If he fully stands behind Vanessa's efforts to expose, to protect our government is running for Israel, murderers that deliberately attack Navy ship floating in international waters. Together, maybe all our voices will be heard. Folks, you can get a hold of Daly at this at Daly can be talked or contacted at U.S. Naval Institute, U.S. Naval Institute, 291 Wood Road, and that's Maryland, 21402. I'm going to repeat that one more time. Daly, U.S. Naval Institute, 291 Wood Road, Annapolis, Maryland, 21402. Okay, listen, I've kept the art online for a long time, and I'm sorry. I apologize for that, Bart and Sheldon. Guys, I hope you're both on air. Please go ahead and speak your mind. Go ahead.
You want me to go ahead?
Please go ahead, Bart.
Well, I was going to go in to 9/11, but first I wanted to go in and give a false flag, a definition of a false flag operation, and also highlight some false flag operations prior to 9/11. First, the definition of a false flag operation. A false flag operation is a contrived, staged event, usually shocking, planned by its actual perpetrators to appear to have been done by others. The term comes from naval history. A ship flying a flag not of its true nationality is flying a false flag. A false flag operation is used by the perpetrators for a major political purpose, such as to launch or justify war, stage a coup, destabilize a society, subvert a popular movement, round up undesirables, or cause major change in policy. Most false flag operations enable deceitful rulers who order them to accomplish several aims among those listed. It is important to understand that we have examples of false flag operations so we can recognize any false flag operations currently being carried out and react to them in an appropriate way. Now, the Pentagon, in 1962.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you concerned about fluoride, chlorine, parasites, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Dalton ceramic water filters have been made continuously since 1827 and are used by disaster relief organizations and in third world countries to supply safe drinking water. Not only do we offer gravity filter systems, but also under the sink and countertop systems. Our replacement filters can be used to upgrade your existing system. And unlike some other filters on the market, Dalton filters do not have to be primed. For more information, call us at 800-696-1435, 800-696-1435, or order online at Dalton.com. That's Dalton.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bart, I apologize for breaking in on you like that. When the music comes on, just stop speaking, and then we'll go to the break and support our sponsors at RBN. And I understand we had a little problem breakup. I don't know what end that's coming from, but let's hope it doesn't continue on. So, Bart, if you wanted to go ahead, please continue on with your thoughts.
Okay, this false flag operation, the 13th of March, 1962, this was Operation Northwoods, and it was set out by Lyle Remitzer, Joint Chiefs of Staff. They recommended that they do this, and this was a set-up deal to invade Cuba. And here's some of the highlights. They wanted to a series of well-coordinated incidents will be planned to take place in and around Guantanamo, to give genuine appearance of being done by hostile Cuban forces. Incidents to establish a credible attack. 1. Start rumors. Land friendly Cubans in uniform over the fence to stage attack on the base. 3. Caption Cuban friendly saboteurs inside the base. Start riots near the base main gate. Blow up ammunition inside the base. Burn aircraft on airbase, lob mortar shells from the outside, sink a ship near the harbor entrance, conduct funerals for mock victims. Remember, the main incident should be arranged in several points. We could blow up a U.S. ship in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The U.S. would follow up with air, sea rescue operations covered by fighters to evacuate the members of the non-existent crew. We could develop a Cuban communist Cuban terror campaign in the Miami and other Floridas in Florida and even in Washington to use MIG-type aircraft by U.S. pilots could provide additional provocation. An F-86 properly painted would convince air passengers that they could see saw a Cuban MIG. This was the kind of thing that they were going to set up. But President Kennedy stopped this. As a matter of fact, he fired several of the people that were going to plan this. But then we got another thing, and this one is called Codename Grill Fire. This was study participants, C Battery, 22nd Battalion, 2nd Battery, 81st Field Artillery Battalion, U.S. Army, Ida Oberstein, West Germany, where a bunch of people were to study making mock attacks, attacking buildings in this country, and including the World Trade Center towers. And this was there was a sworn statement by a United States Defense Department intelligence operative. His name was Timothy McNaven. In June 2002, I took a polygraph exam, and I've got a copy of it concerning my part in this utility military study. It was given by a Mr. Weller, who is a retired Canadian Army officer who was trained by the U.S. Army in military polygraph examiner. And he has a list of the people that participated in these exercises in 1975 and 1976, and it goes on about what we should do if planes struck the World Trade Center towers. They tried to keep it quiet, and one of his commanding officers told him, if any way that you could sometime go and bring this out, which he did. He made a sworn statement that this thing was set up to actually, it was a training exercise. So these people were working behind about this for years before actually 9/11 happened. Now, then, you also had the Tonkin Gulf incident, which happened in 1964. It never happened, and Shelton Langford can well go into this, and I'm sure that he will in the program. Now, you had the Liberty, which was a failed false flag operation because the crew courageously saved the ship, and it failed because of this. And you also had the Pueblo. Now, here, you know, the Pueblo was captured right after the Liberty, about 8 months or something like that afterwards. And the Navy's come out and said, remember the Pueblo, and she's still in the commission. They took the Liberty after the attack on Liberty, brought her back here to this country and scrapped her. Don't you think the Liberty ought to be a memorial? Yes, it should. It really should. Now, let's go to 9/11 if we can. I want to bring up some highlights and run through them quickly, and then, if Shelton would like to come on, I think it would be good, because this gentleman can really, he is an expert on 9/11. He served in Vietnam. He had 3,000 missions and did some other things. And
303, Bart.
What's that?
303 missions.
303 missions, Shelton. Good. And he has spoken abroad. And listen, he really knows his business. But I, and then I'm going to turn part of it over to him. You know, to him. I don't mean it. But here's some highlights of the fallacy of 9/11. First of all, we were told jet fuel caused the building to collapse. That it melted the steel girders, the steel in the building. Well, you know, jet fuel is kerosene. You put kerosene in a stove, it doesn't melt that, does it? Not only that, but the maximum temperature of jet fuel, maybe at the top, it may be 1,700 degrees. It wasn't, when it was burning, it was about 600 degrees. and steel doesn't melt till 2750 degrees. And also, those steel beams and the steel structures act as a heat sink. They will dissipate. They will dissipate the heat. And Stephen Jones and an investigative team found that nanothermite was traces of nanothermite was found in the building, and this was done by several scientists. You also had evidence removed. They removed all the steel from the building. They removed it from as a crime scene. They took it out before anything could be done. You had steel beams blown across the street, and they found human bones on top of one of the buildings in 2006. Molten steel was found 6 weeks later in the bottom of the buildings. You had 19 hijackers, supposedly, with plastic box cutters that did it, and yet they found 6 to 9 of them alive later. You had the building World Trade Center 7. No, that wasn't even mentioned in the 9/11 Commission report. And that 9/11 Commission report was really, that was like having Al Capone investigate the mafia. Now, no steel-constructed high-rise building has ever collapsed before or after. And I will give examples of where this has never happened. You had, number one, Montreal, Canada, 1986, Los Angeles, 1988, First Interstate Bank, One Meridian Plaza, Philadelphia, 1991. You had Park Central, Veracruz, Edificio, Spain, and the Windsor Hotel in Madrid, Spain, which burned for hours and hours and hours. Yeah, the Edificio Windsor, I'm sorry. That was in 2005. So, here you go. You know, this whole thing is just, it's a big fraud. And one of the things I like to recommend, architects and engineers for 9/11 truth. There's 1,700 of us across the country, and they have done an excellent job about the Twin Towers. And there are some questions that you could ask people who doubt it. And let me bring this up. If you really want to put somebody in a corner, just ask them this one question. Ask them these questions. Do you believe that burning jet fuel caused the Twin Towers to collapse in their footprints because that is what your government told you? And the answer comes out and says yes. Question. If your government told you that the Twin Towers collapsed in their own footprints due to controlled demolitions, would you believe it? Answer. Yes, I guess so. Question. Would you agree that your opinion on the Twin Towers collapse is based on your belief in government? A. Getting nervous. Yes. Q. How does the same day collapse of the 47-story steel beam constructed Building 7, which was not affected by jet fuel, factor into your government-formed belief that jet fuel caused the Twin Towers to collapse? Checkmate, you know? So, as a result of 9/11, we've had lost liberty, the Patriot Act, and all these wars where innocent people have been killed. And now we have the National Defense Authorization Act, which was signed on 12/31/2011, where the military can come into your home and arrest you and confine you indefinitely without any trial or anything. So, with that, I'd like to turn it over maybe to Shelton. Would you like to pick up there, Shelton?
Sure, Bart. My name's Shelton Lankford. I've been on the show one time previously. I am a 20-year Marine Corps veteran. I served in Vietnam almost all of 1968 and flew 303 combat missions. I went back as a C-130 pilot and flew out of Nam Phong, Thailand, in support of airstrikes in the north. A veteran. Phil, do you know how long we have for the next break?
About 10 minutes. Keep on going, Shelton. And
okay. Bart started out by talking about false flag operations, and the consensus in the truth movement is that 9/11 was entirely a false flag operation. false flag operation usually has a political purpose, and that is to get the nation to go to war, which they kind of telegraph their moves. The neocons and the Project for a New American Century spelled it out about 2 years before by saying that we needed a new Pearl Harbor in order to go to war against Iraq. At that time, they would like to very much to go to war against Iraq, and they needed a new Pearl Harbor. Well, 9/11 turned out to be kind of the all-purpose incident that you could use indefinitely for just about any country. All you had to do is find a group, call them Al-Qaeda, and you can have them in any country in the world and that you have a problem with. And that's kind of the scenario we've been living these last this last decade. The incident I wanted to talk about is the Pentagon, because I think it's the clearest example of why 9/11 was a false flag operation. The World Trade Center fell, and there's no question about it. Now, we have good, strong evidence that it didn't just fall by itself, as Bart has been pointing out. Steel doesn't just disintegrate. It needs something to disintegrate it. That's the reason they put it out of steel, is so that they'll stand up against the ordinary office fires, which is all basically after the first 10 minutes, that's all we had in New York was an office fire, because the jet fuel flashed out and burned up very quickly. It took something more to bring those buildings down, and particularly in the case of Building 7, which was not hit by a plane, had no jet fuel in it, and it fell at 5:20 that afternoon. But I want to focus on the Pentagon, because the Pentagon in itself shows that that this was a staged event. It was not something that occurred spontaneously. It was not something that was caused by terrorism. It was something that had been planned in advance. The Pentagon, the Pentagon was hit by an aircraft flown by Hani Hanjour, and that circled around, took off his Flight 77, turned reverse course, and flew back toward Washington, turned off its transponder, flew in and flew into the side of the Pentagon, which and it hit in the a very lightly occupied wing that had just been renovated and reinforced, and it only killed a small number of people. That was the official story. Well, that's early on. At the beginning of the rumblings around the truth movement, looking into further into the incident, a Frenchman by the name of Thierry Misson pointed out in his website that there was no evidence of a plane around the building, that the wreckage was, there wasn't enough of it, and he played a little game called Hunt the Boeing. And he got ridiculed in the mainstream press. He got ostracized, and he was just ridiculed throughout the community. And that to die out around the discussion around the Pentagon. In about 2006, a team from musicians from the West Coast came out. And they interviewed people around the Pentagon that were there on the day of 9/11. They found out that these people had been interviewed a few weeks after 9/11 by an oral history project sponsored by the Park Service and the United States Army. And so they found out who the witnesses were that they talked to, and they went back in 2006 time, and they started talking to these folks. Well, what they found was a very interesting story. They did these interviews on tape, and to a number of people, they came to realize that there was no one witnessing to the approach path that the aircraft would have had to been on in order to create the damage or to hit the light poles. The aircraft was supposedly flew in at a very low level, hit five light poles, the first of which penetrated the windshield of them.
We're going to go into a break.
Okay.
Break.
All right. I'll hold that for the, right after the break.
Yeah. Folks, support your sponsors at RBN, Public Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. Thank you. See you in a minute.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Would you like to reclaim lost health? Are supplements only getting you so far? Hey folks, my name is Franklin. I had a heart attack in 2006 that left me with a damaged valve working at only 20% capacity and odds against being here now. Then I found RNA Drops, a patented complement formula that creates perfect cells in your body. My perfect cells helped me to regain heart function and more. What could your body do with perfect cells? For a limited time, you can find out for free. Go to franklinsrnadrops.com and get a free mini bottle, valued at $50 on its way. Just pay shipping and handling. While you're there, you can view our growing line of products and hear amazing stories of what these products have done for others. My story is there as well. That's franklinsrnadrops.com. Start reclaiming your health today by giving your body what it needs. I cannot wait to hear what your perfect cells are doing for you. Thank you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
They said that Israeli forces knew not of the liberty's true identity, and so they took advantage of the serenity. They attacked the silent ship.
I don't know, another 4 or 5 minute run here, and then we got an hour to go, and I wanted to just quickly get in here. Barton brought up a lot of false flag instances, four or five, six of them, and you ran down a very big list. Now, did America cause these false flags themselves, or did they have help? You know, I know on the USS Liberty, they certainly had helping them, and your learned mind, and all the things you've done, Shelton, in your life. By the way, thank you for your service to your country, and I salute you, sir, very, very much for being a United States Marine, serving our country. But these false flags, you know, have been brought up time and time again, and people have said, well, listen, building set down because it had debris fell on it and it went flat to the ground. It just went flat, flat, flat. Well, I don't agree with that. I don't agree with a building one and two coming down flat, flat, at flat either. But what are your thoughts on that, Sheldon?
Well, building seven, there's almost no way you can spin that as anything but just a part of the overall operation. The idea behind a false flag usually is to really get the attention and to provide a cause for anger among the population, so they'll beg the people that want to get us into a war to go ahead and do it, and give them the justification. And so it was just an overall part of it. The reason I focus on the Pentagon is because, number one, it brings in the military as having been directly attacked, and the evidence that the Pentagon has brought forth by the group I was talking about, Citizen Investigation Team, cannot be spun as anything else except the false flag incident, because once you remove the reality of a plane crash, what you're left with is a staged operation. It's a stage set that takes a media effort behind it to sell it. It takes a cover up. It takes the participation of people that are operating against the interests of the United States. And all this evidence is laid out. If you want to know more about it, look up citizensinvestigationteam.com, and you'll see all the evidence that is laid out there. It consists of interviews with the people who were at the scene in a very good position to see the aircraft that came over. What they saw, and they describe it on these taped interviews, is an aircraft flying low in the vicinity of Arlington Cemetery.
So hold up. We got the break coming up.
Okay, I'll hold it there.
So, folks, remember, support your sponsors at RBN, some of the best sponsors in the world. Thank you for listening. We'll be back for his counts in just a minute. Phil Turney here, USS Liberty Survivor. God bless America. Talk to you in a minute.